Hey there, and welcome to the Time to Profit podcast. So this podcast is about helping you find more time to profit and to escape the time for money trap. I'm here to help you find ways to find financial freedom. I hope you enjoy this episode. Today, we're talking about how to be productive, the best days, the best times, months and seasons to be productive. My kids have gone back to school today, so I'm thinking, okay, now is the time. Now is the time for me to be able to get on with the projects that I've been putting off, get everything done that I've been procrastinating over, and just trying to get some of the projects and things I want to do done and out of the way. So I sat back and I thought, well, okay, well, what is it about this time of year now, September, October? How can we be the most productive possible, given that we've had the summer? And summers, I've always found July and August to be fairly low productive months. Holidays, other people are away. When you're trying to get stuff done, these things don't happen. And sometimes delays of up to a week to 2 weeks just because a key person isn't around to be able to help get that project finished. So I was looking at what are the most productive months. And I thought, surely September must be one of those months that just everybody's got all fired up after their summer holidays. And then they're back in the business, back at their desk, making stuff happen. But interestingly, I looked up some data and some research done by Red Booth Data suggested that actually October was a more productive month. So it found that the highest month for productivity, with users getting 9.5% of annual tasks done at that time, and that means that October is the winner. Then who claimed second place? Well, of course, it wasn't September, it was November. So I think there's a bit of a lag between when people come back to work and they've had the holidays, but actually September is about putting stuff into motion. So I want to name September the month about getting stuff done, but the month about creating momentum, creating that motion and that starting process. So September came in third at 8.8% of productivity. January, on the other hand, was the least productive time, with people only getting 7.2% of things done then. And February also wasn't much better. So if you really want to make a difference to your year, then now is the time. September, October and November, I believe those are the 3 months. This is the quarter that bears fruit. And isn't it interesting that actually that's autumn? This is the season for harvesting, of realizing things, of natural ecosystems actually bearing fruit and harvesting this process. So I want you to think about how this time of year could be your most productive time. So 27% of tasks get done in this summer, in the autumn, and then in the winter, it turned out to be the least productive time, including January and February at 22.8%. So, you know, a significant difference there. So this brings me to what happens in a day, in a week. What's your productivity likely to be then? So you're more likely to get most of the work done on a Monday, according to the research. And people got the highest number of tasks done at 20.4%. So that's interesting that we start the week off with lots of energy and we get a lot done. Tuesday was also then second, and you guessed it, Wednesday was third. Thursday was fourth, and Friday was the least productive day of the working week at 16.7%. So the weekends, obviously right really low there, but Saturday was 2.4% and Sunday was 2.3%. So you can see how you were going to get most of our work done Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And I think that's really interesting that actually on a Friday, the least productive day, people tend to have Fridays off because they're part-time. Or they will, they're gearing up for the weekend, they will finish early for the weekend, or they are sort of slowing down. But I think it's also that we're looking forward to that rest and that re-energizing and just taking the chance to recharge our batteries over the weekend, so that when we come back to work on the Monday, we have lots of energy to move forwards. So now we've got our month sorted, we've got our day sorted. So what about the time of the day? So the magic productivity time of sorts is 11 a.m. 9.7% of tasks are finished at 11 a.m., the highest amount of any hour of the day. So you can actually be the most productive early in the morning, perhaps when the office is quiet and you can focus. But we suspect that actually people's productivity actually spikes around 11 p.m. because you're fully caffeinated, you've got into the office, you've settled in, you've got the coffee, you've sorted your desk out, you've opened the post, and now you're working at full speed. And co-workers and everybody else are all in the office moving forward together, and you're collaborating with your colleagues to get stuff done. And of course, you can expect that by the end of the day, productivity drops off a cliff and drastically again at 5 p.m. So I think this gives us a great opportunity to put a power hour into our diaries. So if we're looking to get stuff done and projects, and we'd be looking between 10 and 11 a.m. on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So we were looking to get stuff done, projects started or projects completed, whatever it is that needs to happen. This is the time that you should be blocking out of your diary, and it should be your priority to do the stuff you want to do, your time to profit. This is what the podcast is all about. I'm trying to help you get the most out of your time to leverage the most amount of income so that you can go off and do the stuff and that you want to in your life and have a little bit of fun, because what else is life all about, right? So this is where we're looking at making sure that we're not doing anybody else's priorities. So if you're doing emails between 10 and 11 a.m. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday morning, then you should sack yourself. You should really scold yourself over this problem and look at how you can find ways to put key projects in. Put a repeating reminder or a repeating appointment into your diary, so this key time doesn't get swallowed up and you don't lose this natural tendency to do the most and the best work, be the most productive, and to be the most efficient. So this is where we want to really take into the natural rhythm of our lives and make sure that we're making the most of that opportunity. So now we've got the timing, we know where we're going to do this. What's next? So in terms of your goals, we should be looking at how your goals are structured for these times. So we want tasks that are going to perhaps take an hour and a half maximum, and your goals should be aligned behind doing things that are going to move your business forward, money generating tasks, not admin. We're not allowed to sort out the stationery cupboard. We've got to get stuff done, and we've got to move the business forward. Now, you'll get a little bit of an adrenaline rush, a little bit of dopamine when you complete a task, when you actually move something forwards in your business. So it's a great opportunity, and this power hour, 10 to 11 a.m., to make the most of your goals and really slot these tasks into this power hour. Now, the second thing that makes goals a reality is belief. So if you believe that you can get to an outcome and you don't necessarily understand how, but you believe it's possible, then your brain goes to work, your subconscious brain goes to work to find solutions for you. And the subconscious brain believes what you tell it. It has no logical reasoning. So you can't, if you feed your subconscious brain with negative emotion or negative feelings or negative thoughts, then it will believe that negativity. So if you say you can't do something, it's not possible, that is exactly what you believe, and you believe it right down to the core because you keep those thoughts. So we have to think and keep our thoughts positive. And one of the best ways to do this, I find, is just to say to yourself, what one more thing can I take myself towards this goal? Now, the important word there is towards, because we're not saying we have to complete it, but what one more thing can you do to take yourself towards the goal? And towards is about just little steps. It's not about getting understanding the huge project plan, doing any kind of overall Gantt charts, remember those. So we're not talking about looking at how you get from A to B and the individual steps, just that we trust and we know is possible, but what one step do you need to take today to move you a little bit further towards it. So it's like going on a journey of 1,000 miles. You have to take that first step, and you have to take the second step and the third step. And we don't necessarily believe we can walk 1,000 miles as the goal, but if we believe that we can do it, then and we put one foot in the other every day, just one more thing, what more thing can I do today to take towards that goal? Then that is the difference that makes your goals reality. So I just want to run through it again because I think it's really important. One of the things you can do with your goals, number one, is set your goals, but put them on your bathroom mirror, print them out, try and get them as visual as possible. So it's very difficult for the brain to visualize a number and to process what that means. Remember, the subconscious brain is not logical. It just accepts everything. It just stores it all in there. It's the protector. It does everything based on routine and neural pathways that you create. So once you create that emotion and that experience around something, it's just going to keep repeating that. So for a goal to become reality in the subconscious brain, and it doesn't know the difference between reality or what you're suggesting, what you're visualizing, then you can trick the subconscious brain into believing that's going to happen. So by putting a picture together, a vision board or something that is the physical thing or the thing that's going to have a result of the money, then that is the thing that you need to paste on the bathroom mirror. So whether that's a picture of a house, a picture of a holiday, a picture of yourself, perhaps when you wanted to lose weight, perhaps a slimmer you, something that is actually moving you towards it so that you can actually feel and actually live in that experience. And when you look at that picture in the morning or in the evening before you go to bed, you want to be thinking of the feelings and the emotions of actually being there, of actually doing the thing, and then your subconscious brain does the rest. So that's number two, belief. If you believe that you can achieve it, so you need to sort of think about moving towards it and getting that goal done and achieved, then that's the next step. And the third thing is when it gets tough, when you think you can't, your belief is starting to wobble perhaps a tiny bit, then you need to think about what one more thing can I do today that will take me towards my goal. So that's my little mantra in life. This is what I say to myself all the time. And I get a little bit stubborn around some of these things because what I think is, well, when stuff gets tough and hard, this is where I dig in. And when I dig in, I think, okay, other people at this point in time would give up. They'd walk away. And this is where I can make the most difference to my life and my goals and my dreams right now, if I keep going with one more thing. And that one more thing moving towards my goal is the thing that makes the difference. It's huge. So I hope that was helpful and useful for you today. It's the thing that's manifested me houses on the beach, my dream home. It's manifested me so many things in my life. I don't particularly like the word manifestation because it means that we just pop stuff up out of thin air. But essentially, with this process and moving forwards and taking action and believing that that thing can be a reality, it is manifestation. So I just wanted to share that with you today. So remember, if you've got any comments you want to pop in over to my website, it's lorrainegannon.com. And remember, this podcast is about just doing one more thing, taking massive action and never give up. Now is the time to profit. And I'm hoping and helping you find your financial freedom and more money and time in your life.